Oh, you're awake. That's normal at this stage, but it's always courteous to acknowledge it. We try to make sure patients don't wake up before this stage. Being conscious during the removal of the eyes tends to cause unnecessary trauma. Don't worry, that's been dealt with. Your sockets are now empty and awaiting replacement, just as you requested. We'll get that fixed after you've healed from the rest of the surgery to ensure compatibility with the rest of your enhancements. Eyes are tricky things, it seems. Yours were rather nice, and I hope you don't mind me keeping them. Until then, the lids have been sutured shut to avoid any contaminants in the sockets. We're not legally required to do so, but it is an important courtesy detail. That should explain the lack of visual stimulus to you now. You've likely noticed you can't move. Early on, we found that inducing paralysis for the entirety of the procedure had far fewer negative side effects than simple anesthetic. That's not even considering the injury and damage to merchandise that reflexive thrashing can cause. In layman's terms, this will be excruciatingly painful for you, but happily, you won't be able to do anything about it. Just relax and think about something nice. I had the time to make the preliminary incisions on your rib cage, so with a few short tugs, oh, come on, I should be able to pop it off. Leaning over you like this, gasping and tearing, you'd think we were up to something else. Oh my, do you like this? You're blind. A strange woman is carving into your chest and you're aroused. No, to hell with the air of professionalism. You're half open on my operating table and you're rock hard. You dirty, filthy boy. Maybe I'll indulge you. Maybe I won't. You don't even know what I look like. I was dressed professionally, but I might just finish this bear. It's freeing, and it's not like you'd ever know. Anyways, back to work. The rib cage is gone, offering access to your heart and lungs. Cardiovascular replacements are my favorite. It's such a rush, quite literally holding a man's heart in your hands. I've never thought of myself as much of a heartbreaker, but the power trip is amazing. But I digress. I'm going to remove that flawed accident of flesh and replace it with the wonderful piece that you ordered, VAT-grown and mechanically reinforced specifically for you. This is going to hurt. Now, as I sever the connections of your body to your heart, you will experience a mild to severe tachycardial arrhythmia. Or no heartbeat. But don't worry, this is only temporary until I insert the replacement. There we go. Marvelous. We're done. Isn't medical science amazing? You were such a good boy about that. I think you deserve a few strokes. Not enough to let you come, but good boys get rewarded. Oh, look at your cock. Let me just wrap my hand around it. It is a little bit strange that my hand is covered in your blood, but thankfully, you can't see it. There you go. Anyways, enough of that. It's adorably pathetic, you know. You're turned on by someone you've never so much as seen exploring your chest cavity just because her breasts brushed against your face. If we'd met in different circumstances, there's no end to what we could do. Instead, I have work. Let's get started on your ribs. I've had the synthetic ones prepared, again, cultured and wired. Never say I cut corners on my work. Just people. I know you'd be rolling your eyes at that if you still had them. Anyway, it's a simple replacement job. I'll attach them to where your ribs used to go, and then your body's slightly accelerated healing process will go from there. This may hurt a little. Don't mind the bone saw. There we are. I've just got to reattach what's left of your skin and patch up where it's absent. Then I can deal with that other appendage of yours. Ah, I love the soft texture of a nice new skin graft. Now, let's see what we can do about that cock. I think I can just get up on the operating table over top of you and sit on it. Oh, you do have a nice one. Thank goodness you didn't want that removed, too. Medically, if you'd requested it, oh, I would have been forced to do it, but it would have been such a shame. Such a shame you can't see me right now. Oh, yeah. I can tell, since your heart is beating faster, that you want to come. Come on. Come with me. Oh, yeah. That's the stuff. Oh. And now I have to get down. Anyways, you've done very well in your surgery today. A nurse will be in shortly for post-op. I fucking love this job so much.